But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. John 1 verse 12. You see, right in law denotes a power or privilege held by someone or an institution as a result of an authority. So, this right is the power given to you by the authority in Jesus. The right you have as a believer is a power given to you. It's the power given to you by the authority in Jesus. The right is the power to become. To become what? To become a child of God. The right to become children of God. So you've received the spirit of adoption, loosed from every bondage to fear, and you are called to reign with God. You've been given the privilege to live with God as your Father. And the validity of this is not for you to prove. No, but of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God himself bears witness with your spirit that you are God's own, that you've been called as God's child. This podcast episode is titled, Whose You Are. One thing the enemy delights in is when people live in the ignorance of whom they are and of whose they are. So the enemy rejoices when you don't know who you are and you don't know who you belong to. And the first thing is to know who you are. You need to know who you are. And you know yourself by knowing whose you are. So both of them are intertwined. You can't know a product better than the designer. A creature cannot know himself or herself more than the creator. So you can't know yourself more than God. And to know yourself, you must know who God is. And that's what leads you to know whose you are. So if you're struggling to answer the question of who am I? What's my purpose? What have I been made for? Then you need to seek God. You need to come to a place of knowing. You need to know God. And the amazing thing about knowing God is, it's not a one-time thing. It's not something you just do and stop. Knowing God is a lifetime journey. It's an eternal journey. Because the more you know him, the more you know God, the more you will know yourself. If you don't know God, I'm sorry to break the news to you, but you just don't know yourself yet. The more you walk with God, the more he reveals who you are to yourself, to you. Now it's time to leave the group of people that just live their lives with no idea of their identity. It's time to quit living a life of confusion. It's time to quit living a mistaken life. Contend for light. Contend for the knowledge of who you are and whose you are. You will never know you're meant to shine as light if you don't know that you are light. And you will never know that shining is a command for light if you don't even know that you are light. Matthew 5 verse 14 says, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. It is an error to not shine. It is an error to put yourself under a basket. Come out. O son, O daughter of the king, come out. You've been given the power to become all that God has planned and written over your life. Jeremiah 1 verse 5 says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I sanctified you and ordained you a prophet to the nations. Don't sleep on your rights. Don't sleep on what God has said over your life. Don't sleep on the prophecies over your life. In law again, because of course that's my field. Sleeping on your right is known as lashes. And it has its consequences. It's time to arise. It is time to shine. Don't let anything keep you down. Arise with the knowledge of whose you are. And who you belong to. You are a son. You are a daughter of the king. The king of the entire universe is your father. So what is that thing? What is that thing that wants to pose as an obstacle to stop you? What is that thing that wants to pose as a limitation to your light? Arise. take the responsibility and awake from your spiritual slumber. O son, O daughter, awake. Spiritual slumber is dangerous, and it can come from several reasons, including unbelief, not studying the word, and sin. And if you found yourself caught in the webs of this, it's time to awake. How do you wake up? 1. Revelations 3, 2 and 3, it says, "Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found your works perfect before God. Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come." How do you awake? Be watchful and strengthen the things that remain. That Bible study life, that devotion to God, that commitment to God that is remaining. Yes, it's time to strengthen it. Your fellowship with God, it's time to strengthen it. Call out those distractions in your life, those things keeping you from a devotion with God, those things attacking your relationship with God, those things that are making you lose interest in the things of God. Call them out and walk them out of your life. Decide to repent, not just by words, but by action. Cut off those friendships and those connections that have made you sleep and slumber. And make a decision to stand with God and stand for God. Stand in purity. Stand in holiness and righteousness. Living a holy life that will keep you with God and in God. The decision to be holy will keep you spiritually awake. The decision to walk with God in the journey of purity will keep you spiritually alert. It's time to awake. And then you can't do this on your own, of course. That's why the Spirit of God helps us. Ask Him for help. Ask Ebenezer to help you. To help you call out and walk out everything that has been a distraction to you. Walk them out of your life. And when you do this, you open up your spirit to hear what God has for you. To walk in obedience to Him. It's not enough to walk things out of your life, but you need to walk in obedience with God. You need to walk in obedience to God. If you walk something out of your life will be empty and something else has to take the place. Let God take the place in your heart. As you decide to consciously walk out everything that stands as an obstacle to your relationship with God, allow God to work into your life and decide to heed His commands. Oh, beloved of God, take action. Take on and assume your default posture. You are light. You belong to God. It's time to radiate the light of your Father to your world. It's time to radiate the light of your Father to your generation. I pray that as you've listened to this episode, may there be an awakening. May there be a quickening in your heart, and may the light of God, the illuminating presence of Yahweh, bring you to the knowledge of whose you are in essence, for you to function just as the Father wants. In Jesus' name, amen. If this episode blessed you, share it with someone. Don't forget, what you consume, you become. I am Oluchi Ajogu, your host for Enrich Podcast. Till next time, stay tuned and stay blessed.